You Can't Hide, written by Steve Parker and read by Homer Todewala.
Chapter 1. Detective Superintendent Ray Patterson slipped on his jacket, pulled his carry-on bag from the overhead locker, and made his way along the aisle toward the front of the plane. He mumbled his thanks to the flight crew who stood by the door nodding and smiling as the passengers filed their way out and onto the steps. Behind him, he could hear Johnny Clocks telling someone to wait a fucking minute and not to be so impatient. He knew without looking that Clocks would now make a point of going even slower, just to annoy whomever had irked him, embarrassing his girlfriend Lindsay Mullins and their travelling companion Wallace Young in the process. It was the same when people tailgated Clocks in the car. Sit on his ass and you were guaranteed to be slowed down to at best 20 miles per hour and then get called a wanker when Clocks decided he was bored playing with you. Patterson shuddered as an icy blast of New York wind slipped between the plane and the jet bridge and hit the side of his face. He pulled up his collar and made his way along the corridor. Partly to allow the others to catch up, he pulled out his mobile phone from his jacket pocket and switched it on. First to join him was Wallace Young, retired commissioner of police, travel bag slung over his shoulder and his suit largely uncrumpled. Even after an 8-hour flight, the man looked immaculate. Inspector Lindsay Mullins looked both frazzled and exasperated as she made her way down the steps. Behind her, Johnny Clocks looked like two bags of shit tied up in the middle.
"Do you see that ignorant fucker?"
Clocks said to the assembled group. Wallace Young looked away and Lindsay rolled her eyes.
"I was trying to get me bag, Dan, and he banged his bag into the back of me leg. Trying to push past me. Cheeky twat."
Nobody was interested. The man in question glowered at Clocks as he strode past, clearly even more annoyed that he'd been forced to wait that bit longer. Patterson's phone beeped into life as a slew of text messages came in. He scrolled through them until he found one that caught his eye.
"They're here," he said. "Everybody ready?"
They all nodded, adjusted their shoulder bags, and then headed off along the glass corridors toward the hell that was baggage reclaim. Lindsay hooked herself arm in arm with Wallace Young. They'd grown to know each other quite well over the last year or so, and she seemed to count him as a friend, one of the very few people she trusted. Finding your way through any airport could be a trial, but JFK was a nightmare of epic proportions. All the more so to someone like Clocks, especially since he was now tired, hungry, and achy after the long flight from Gatwick. Patterson knew exactly what to expect. Clocks was the kind of man who saw in every trivial challenge a fully fledged and deliberate conspiracy to screw up his day. Joining the long line of travellers that snaked around makeshift ribbon barriers, Clocks eventually reached the arrivals desk, passport in hand. He peered at the officer sitting behind the glass, whose gaze was fixed firmly on a little monitor, and slid the passport across to him. 5 feet away from Clocks, behind the yellow line, Patterson could just about make out the name on the little gold badge pinned to the man's shirt. Hamilton. Hoping for some sort of acknowledgement of his existence, Clocks said,
"All right, fella.
Look at the camera, please."
Clocks didn't.
"Sir, would you please look at the camera?"
Without looking up, Hamilton pointed at the camera up and to his right.
"You having a good day then, mate?"
said Clocks. Patterson sighed. They'd been here only 5 minutes and Clocks was off on one already.